It used to be you watched a sitcom, and during the commercial break, you could run to the bathroom. Don't try that with Sam Has Seven Friends. Each episode is only a minute and a half long. You'd miss the whole show. And the only way to tune in is on the internet. SamHasSevenFriends.com. That's where you can see it, and that's where TV critic Andrew Wallenstein watched.
Here's the premise. Samantha Breslow has seven friends. On December 15th, 2006, one of them will kill her. That's how the end will come to this first season of Sam Has Seven Friends, a continuing soap opera that launched in August. A new episode is released each day, lasting only 90 seconds. The series tests the limits of internet entertainment. It's not a comedy, which must comprise like 99.9% of the short-form videos flooding the internet these days, and it's not a drama in the traditional sense either. The genre usually takes at least an hour to unfold its storylines, whereas Sam Has Seven Friends is sliced and diced into daily bite-sized episodes. But if you're expecting Agatha Christie for the digital age, well, it's not. With its cast of sexy, libidinous Los Angelinos, Sam Has Seven Friends is more like an R-rated Melrose Place than Ten Little Indians. Played by Stephanie Marquis, Sam is a struggling actress who attracts trouble at every turn. Her agent is not helping her career, her creepy neighbor is obsessed with her, and in this scene she begins to suspect that her dreamy boyfriend, played by Michael Finn, may be seeing other people.
Question.
Answer.
Who is Callie Cutie?
Why do you ask?
Someone named Callie Cutie just came online and said hi.
She's anything important?
Not especially.
Babe, it's an old friend from college.
Yeah, Ibsen, this isn't. But don't think this is just another one of those amateur videos. Sam Has Seven Friends is expertly shot and scored, achieving the same quality production values you'd find on a primetime series. But still, there's nothing in Sam Has Seven Friends that convinces me this bite-sized format has any potential. Were it a comedy, it would have a setup and a punchline that could be compressed without compromising its impact. Drama, on the other hand, is an entirely different animal. It takes substantially longer time to get hooked on a story. I suppose a show like this could work if it was boiled down into brilliant bursts of economic storytelling, but this is pretty standard soap fare. Check out this scene in which Sam's friend Danny, played by Chantel Canzonese, confronts her about her dysfunctional romantic life.
Sam, look. Patrick doesn't deserve you. He's not ready for a commitment, and we've known that for how long? Come on, and then you come in here with this thousand-mile smile on your face, all cloud nine over Willie. So I have to assume you're not ready either.
It's just that Willie and I have shared so much together. It's comfortable to be around him again.
I just don't get Sam Has Seven Friends. If I plan to watch one a day, it's not memorable enough to make me tune in tomorrow. And if I just watch them all in a row, whatever little momentum it builds dissipates while I'm clicking to trigger a new clip. It seems old-fashioned these days to say the internet isn't capable of everything, but maybe drama remains the domain of traditional mediums.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor here on Day to Day.